קיץ תשע"ט 2019. אנגלית. שאלון ה'. מודול E.
שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע יושמע הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. יש להאזין לקטע בשתי הקריאות שהוקלטו על גבי התקליטור.
Hello, students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment, you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The World of Food. I'm Jane Hartley, and today I am joined in the studio by Bill Adams, a food historian. Hello, Bill, and thanks for coming.
Hi, Jane. I'm happy to be here.
Can you begin by explaining what a food historian does?
Sure. We food historians try to find out what foods people ate in the past and how they prepared them. But more importantly, we also study the influence that food has had on different countries. You see, every country always tries to make sure that its people have enough food. Sometimes it makes friends with countries that can provide the food it needs. And sometimes it might have to go to war with another country to protect its own food supplies. So, food is really central to the relations between countries.
Can you give an example of a food that has been particularly important in history?
Yes, definitely. Just think of the potato. Today, people everywhere eat potatoes, but in the past, they were only found in South America. Around 500 years ago, explorers from Spain reached that part of the world and discovered foods there that they had never seen before. Not only potatoes, but also tomatoes and chocolate. When they first brought chocolate back to Spain, only the richest people could afford to buy it. In fact, it was more valuable than gold or silver. But the potato was a different story.
What do you mean?
Well, unlike chocolate, potatoes were a food everyone could afford to buy. You see, chocolate is made from the fruit of a tree that is very difficult to grow. But with potatoes, you don't have this problem. And so, farmers all over the world soon began growing them. This enabled millions of people to enjoy cheap and healthy meals and therefore to live longer, healthier lives. In fact, food historians believe that potatoes were responsible for an increase in world population.
That is fascinating.
Yes, this is what I love about this profession. We get to study all sorts of interesting subjects: farming methods, economics, different ways of preparing food, and, of course, history. These days, you can study food history in many universities. I myself teach a university course called A World Without Bread, which shows how important bread has been for thousands of years.
Have you always been interested in the history of food?
Well, yes, because I've always been interested in history, and I also love to cook. I think most food historians feel this way. The ones I know like to prepare dishes according to recipes that are hundreds of years old. Many of these old recipes are very clear and simple, and you can even make the food in your own home. But some of these recipes don't give enough information about how the food should be prepared. So it's a real challenge to understand what you need to do.
Have you tried making any of these dishes?
Only the most simple ones. I'm too busy for anything else. My work at the university takes up most of my time. In addition, I've recently started writing a book on the history of chocolate.
I see. Well, maybe you'll come back and talk to us again after your book is published.
Thanks, Jane. I'd love to.
And that's the end of our program for today. So, listeners, until next week, goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. נשמיע את כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. השידור השני.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to our program, The World of Food. I'm Jane Hartley, and today I am joined in the studio by Bill Adams, a food historian. Hello, Bill, and thanks for coming.
Hi, Jane. I'm happy to be here.
Can you begin by explaining what a food historian does?
Sure. We food historians try to find out what foods people ate in the past and how they prepared them. But more importantly, we also study the influence that food has had on different countries. You see, every country always tries to make sure that its people have enough food. Sometimes it makes friends with countries that can provide the food it needs. And sometimes it might have to go to war with another country to protect its own food supplies. So food is really central to the relations between countries.
Can you give an example of a food that has been particularly important in history?
Yes, definitely. Just think of the potato. Today, people everywhere eat potatoes. But in the past, they were only found in South America. Around 500 years ago, explorers from Spain reached that part of the world and discovered foods there that they had never seen before. Not only potatoes, but also tomatoes and chocolate. When they first brought chocolate back to Spain, only the richest people could afford to buy it. In fact, it was more valuable than gold or silver. But the potato was a different story.
What do you mean?
Well, unlike chocolate, potatoes were a food everyone could afford to buy. You see, chocolate is made from the fruit of a tree that is very difficult to grow. But with potatoes, you don't have this problem. And so, farmers all over the world soon began growing them. This enabled millions of people to enjoy cheap and healthy meals and therefore to live longer, healthier lives. In fact, food historians believe that potatoes were responsible for an increase in world population.
That is fascinating.
Yes, this is what I love about this profession. We get to study all sorts of interesting subjects: farming methods, economics, different ways of preparing food, and, of course, history. These days, you can study food history in many universities. I myself teach a university course called A World Without Bread, which shows how important bread has been for thousands of years.
Have you always been interested in the history of food?
Well, yes, because I've always been interested in history, and I also love to cook. I think most food historians feel this way. The ones I know like to prepare dishes according to recipes that are hundreds of years old. Many of these old recipes are very clear and simple, And you can even make the food in your own home. But some of these recipes don't give enough information about how the food should be prepared. So it's a real challenge to understand what you need to do.
Have you tried making any of these dishes?
Only the most simple ones. I'm too busy for anything else. My work at the university takes up most of my time. In addition, I've recently started writing a book on the history of chocolate.
I see. Well, maybe you'll come back and talk to us again after your book is published.
Thanks, Jane. I'd love to.
And that's the end of our program for today. So, listeners, until next week, goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך מאחל לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.